In Iraq, Muqtada al-Sadr is demanding early elections and has rejected any dialogue with the government. His televised address is the first since hundreds of his supporters stormed the parliament building on Saturday. Protesters are still occupying the complex, and Sadr urged them to continue with their sit-in until his demands are met. A political deadlock has left Iraq without an elected government for nearly 10 months.
I am not willing to engage in dialogue. We have tested dialogue with them before and gained nothing but corruption and havoc. Despite their empty promises and gestures, promises have not been fulfilled. I will not approve of bloodshed, but reform cannot be achieved without sacrifice.
U.S. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order instructing his Health and Human Services Secretary to help women who have to leave their state in order to get an abortion. States will be able to apply for waivers to treat patients from parts of the U.S. where abortion access has been banned or limited. It's Biden's second executive order on abortion since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned the Roe v. Wade ruling. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has ended her controversial visit to Taiwan. America's third most powerful politician was there for less than a day, stressing Washington's support for the self-ruled territory. China, which had strongly warned against the trip, has now started military maneuvers around the island. Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov has reaffirmed his country's support for Myanmar's military government during a visit to the capital, Naypyidaw. Russia is a key supporter and arms supplier to Myanmar's regime, which came to power in a coup in February last year. Lavrov is holding talks with the military junta to discuss security and economic issues. Meanwhile, Russian forces have continued to target Ukraine's southern port city of Mykolaiv and the eastern region of Donetsk. Moscow says its forces destroyed four warehouses storing rockets, artillery and ammunition. But Mykolaiv's mayor says Russian missiles destroyed a supermarket and damaged a residential building.